When you're chanting, reading, how do we stop the mind from wandering? Yes, the mind is very much in the mode of passion, so we have to bring it back. And what we could do is, two, three, many things we could do. One is that basically we have to channelize the principles of passion for transcendence. So passion means, in Rajoguna we have to have tangible, concrete things. So if I'm reading set targets, you know, okay, I can read one page in 3 minutes or 5 minutes. If I'm going to read for 1 hour, then I can read 15 pages. We set a target. Now, when we start feeling a sense of motion, our goal is not simply to complete the target, but setting targets helps us to get a sense of direction and achievement. So what happens in spiritual life, it's a long journey. And we don't even know whether we are moving forward or not. Yesterday I was chanting Hare Krishna, today I am chanting Hare Krishna. What difference is it making? It is making a big difference, but it's at a subtle level. It's like sometimes when you are going in a plane, you know, if you just look outside from the plane, it seems like the same sky is there everywhere. We don't really feel, only if you look down, you may see, okay, there's a sea, now there's a mountain over here. So when they're so high up, we can't see that. So, we are going through the sky, we don't see any movement seeming to be happening. Or the plane may be moving at hundreds of kilometers, but the plane just appears to be just moving on a stroll. If you're sitting especially next to the wheel, next to the wings, you see the plane seems to be moving so slowly, that's almost like somebody going for a morning stroll. Isn't it? So like that, we don't feel as if we are moving in our spiritual life. But every day we are practicing bhakti, we are moving. So we have to create some external targets, external goals by which we get a sense of movement, sense of excitement, sense of achievement. Prabhupada would do this with respect to book distribution. Who distribute more books? Double it, Prabhupada would say. So like that, we can create some targets for ourselves. Additionally, we have to find out what is the best way, say, that I can absorb myself. So, sometimes it may be that we read something and then we plan. You know, we have some other friend with whom we are reading. And we plan, you know, maybe we can, every day we'll discuss one or two points. So, when I'm reading, okay, what is a good point over here? What is it I like to share? So, then we'll be able to hear more attentively because we're looking for something more specific. Instead of just passive reading, we do active reading. And it's also good to try to recap periodically. That means if I'm reading, it's just okay. Last 10 minutes I've been reading. What exactly did I read? Just close your eyes and think. Try to recap. 30 seconds if you try to recap, it forces you to think. So basically try to make the process of reading as active as possible. Similarly with respect to chanting, you know, we periodically just remind us, what am I doing? Not just utter the sound, but not just be doing the activity, be aware of what we are doing. Then if we can remind ourselves, maybe by reading a little bit about the importance of the holy name, keeping some verses about the glory of the holy name, that helps us to remind ourselves of the importance of chanting. Then we can stimulate ourselves more.